T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Show to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Noon today, AMA, you ask, we answer. Get the questions in on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Remember the text line? We told you this last week at some point. Text line, the new text line number is the same as our phone number. So it makes it all nice and easy. So phone number, text line number, same number, 215-592-9494. To get a question in for AMA today on the text line, or of course you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or anything else. Hit us up and make it a fun, good, creative question, sports or otherwise, and we'll address them at noon today. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, how do you think the Phils will finish the 2020 season? A, above 500, B, at 500, C, below 500. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Also, we'll get here to the Sixers and their schedule that came out over the weekend. Let's go to the phones, talk to Dan in Philly. What's up, Dan?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Joe, you were all Friday, which was a great show, by the way. but I let them know that I shared the same swimming, jumping in water anxiety as you did.
And you still do, or this is when you were young?
I still do as an adult. So yep. Jimmy came up with an idea that if I share an anxiety with you, I have to overcome it, which kind of makes sense. So I'm going to try to do that this weekend.
Good for you.
Way to go, buddy. Are you really?
I am. Yeah. We're going tubing. So
good job. I'm positive you can do this, Dan.
I'll try it. John, if I die, you got to set something up for my kids. You know what I mean? I'm going off your advice on this.
You are going to be safe, man. I got faith in you.
All right. Hey, so I think not only with the Phillies, I'm pretty sure with every team in the league, I think it's the first 10 games is really going to set the tone of how the team's going to be. I think if you come out of the gate and you're really good, that momentum is going to carry on for the remainder of the 50 games. Or if you come out of the first 10 games and you really suck, I think all the players will check out at that point. Like, there's, you know, it's almost going to be impossible to get back in it after 10 games.
Well, mathematically, yeah, but I don't agree with that. You know, the caller earlier talked about lack of effort. And, I mean, look, every game matters more than it previously did. I mean, matter of fact, every game is like the equivalent of 2.5 games back in the day, you know, last year. So you better bring it. You better bring it fast. Because if not, I mean, if you start out 6-11, I mean, I bet your probability to make the playoff is like less than 1%. So don't start off 6-11.
And I think at that point, the players are just going to kind of be checked out. Like, it's really not a real season. You know, they can get all kinds of mental thoughts where it's just not worth it to them anymore to really put in the effort and maybe get hurt and so on and so forth. So I do think the first 10 games of this shortened season is going to be something else for the entire league.
Well, they're critical. I mean, the first 10 games is like the equivalent of like roughly the first 30 games in a normal season. Dan, give me a great college movie.
I think this wraps up every college scene that you can ever think of. That's old school.
Good answer right there, Dan. Really good answer. Yeah, great movie.
Yes,
with that.
Really good one.
15 That's... years ago or so, something like that.
Was it really that long
probably
ago?
Probably around 05,
yeah, for
right?
sure. Something like that. Somewhere in that general range, maybe earlier.
By the way, speaking of something that's good, I actually thought this was great. So, John, James, you guys know I'm higher on the Sixers than others. I think the Sixers still have a shot to go on a run here. And frankly, I actually expect that they will. And I think if they can get to – if they can climb out of the six hole in the East and get to the 4 or 5 spot, that they will win the first round series. And then you got to face the Bucks in the second round. You take your chances. But I like that path more than staying where they are in the 6th seed if they were to play, you know, the Celtics. Because that's a harder series to win than I believe – than beating the Miami Heat or Indiana Pacers. So my thing is I want them in these eight games to be played to get to the 4 or 5 seed. Now, of course, you have to face Milwaukee earlier in that situation.
That's iffy, though.
But you got to admit, better chance to beat the Heat.
With the Celtics.
Better chance to beat the Heat than the Celtics. Just this. It just is.
It's almost like everything has reset, and now I'm overthinking all of this, and I'm thinking, okay, look at how well we've done in the regular season against these teams. In the regular season, it felt – and I don't know. I'll look it up, but it felt
Sixers
like –
the Sixers dominated the Celtics.
Yeah, we did. We dominated the Celtics, and we did not dominate the Heat. I think we've won one out of four tries against the Heat.
Yeah. Well,
that does not lead me to say that we definitely have a better chance against the Heat than we do against the Celtics.
All right, so it's interesting. What I'm about to say, then, you got to take – it's all from the perspective of would you rather the Sixers face the Celtics or the Heat. So just know that going in. I'd rather they face the Heat or the Pacers. Here's the deal. This struck me, John, when the schedule came out because it came out a couple days ago. So eight games as we know. Now, let's remember where the Sixers were. They're in the sixth spot. Tied with Indiana, who is the fifth spot. Indiana currently with the tiebreaker. Miami is two games in front of the Sixers. So the Sixers are either going to finish 4, 5, or 6. Again, they're two back in Miami. They're tied with Indiana, currently losing the tiebreaker. The 76ers schedule is absurdly easy. So the first game the Sixers play is August 1st against the Pacers. Obviously, if you want to climb in the standings, that's an important game for obvious reasons. That's the team they're literally tied with. After that, the Sixers face the following teams. And again, remember, it's only eight games. They play San Antonio, who's 27-36. They play Washington, who's 24-40. They play Orlando, who's 30-35. They play Portland, who's 29-37. They play Phoenix, whose record is 26-39. That's five straight games against teams below 500. Final two games, tough games, real legit teams. Toronto, who we know is the 2 seed in the East, and Houston, who's a good team out West at 40-24. But five of the eight games are below 500.
Is there a chance Toronto's not
playing for anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they could be. I'd have to look it up, but they could be. And they're not going to catch the Bucks.
Not
catch the Bucks, but maybe have, you know, cleared themselves of Boston.
Yeah. Currently, where they feel like they need
guys. Currently, Toronto is 3 games in front of Boston. So unless they like completely and they have no chance to catch the Bucks, you're right. Toronto might not even play their players.
That could be great.
So I mean, and again,
and I think they should not play their players at that point.
They
you've got two games prior to the postseason starting. It's like are we going to have a break after that?
Totally.
We got to get it now while we can. This game does not matter at all for our seeding.
Now this this whole thing is predicated on. Well, would you rather the Sixers play the Celtics, the Pacers, or the Heat? And I guess people are going to have different answers.
I'd rather play the Celtics.
I would not. I would not.
Once again, you're basing this on way too far back.
I think Boston's just a better team than the Heat.
I think the Heat are a better team than you think they are. And the Heat now, again, like I said, we are 1-3 against the Heat in the regular season. We are 3-1 against the Celtics in the regular season. There's something to that, man.
Well, listen.
I know it's a small sample
Yeah, the Heat have a better big guy. The Celtics have, no big guy inside, and Embiid can dominate them. Look, we'll say, if the goal is to get to the 4 or 5 spot, and in my opinion it is, then I think this schedule breaks really well for the Sixers. If you'd rather be in the 6th spot.
I bet they don't feel that way.
I bet you they do. I think they're coming out. Dude, Brett Brown's job is on the line. I think they are going to be guns a-blazing. I really do. Let's go to the phones. Keith and Hatboro's with us. What's up, Keith?
Hello?
Hey, Keith. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I can't hear you, but I...
We'll put you on hold. If you can't hear us, we'll put you on hold. Let's go to Tom in Marlton. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, I've been trying to get through to you guys for a while. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, man. I got a comment on baseball, but first I wanted to tell you about the GOAT thing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that that's going to be over with because I'm tired of hearing the GOAT sounds.
Yeah.
you know, every commercial or something, you know, it's almost like that diarrhea commercial, you know?
Oh,
but
it's catchy.
But anyway,
very catchy.
You were talking about Phillies, and I wanted to let you guys, you have to pay attention to what I'm going to say. Isn't this Girardi's first season?
With the Phillies?
Yes, yes. So he's the one I'm going to watch the most on that team. Not the players. I'm going to watch him all the time, see what he does.
Well, he's a great skipper. I mean, I think you'll be impressed with what he does. Now, Tom, it's a little bit less complicated with without the pitcher hitting. You know, it's going to be a lot more. It's going to be American League, you know, managerial style.
Well, that's why I'm paying attention to him, because he's going to be deciding who that is, right? I mean, he's going to be.
Sure. He decides everything. Yeah.
Yeah. As for your college movie, yep. I'm going to say Animal House.
Already said. Give me a different one.
Yeah. If Mrs. Robinson was one, I don't know if that was a college movie or not.
Is Mrs. Robinson a movie, or are you talking about The Graduate?
The Graduate?
No, he just graduated. No, that's why he said they call it The Graduate.
Yeah. No, I can't come up with anything
All right, Tom, we appreciate the call, man. 215-592-9494. James, when you hear that Sixers schedule, and of course, Sean and I disagree with who we'd rather see them play. What is your reaction of who you'd rather see them play and how not so easy that schedule is?
Yeah, I'd much rather play Miami than Boston. I agree with Richie. I do think you slightly underrate how good a team Miami is, but I think Boston's just a better team, and anything they could do to not play Boston in the first round is a positive. You're going to have to go through Milwaukee no matter what. What does it matter?
Well, eventually, yeah.
That's my point.
If they get there, yeah.
What does it matter if it's a second or third round?
Yeah. No, I tell you this. I'd rather play the Heat than the Pacers.
You could say that it does matter. It matters everything for Brett Brown's job security, right?
You could say that.
If they lose right away, there's no way he's back.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. So they better win a round, at least. And maybe
but if they win a round, I think there's no way he's back.
I think
if they lose in the second round, he'll be fired.
I think you're right about that. I do. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, I've got a list here. ESPN, top 100 players in baseball. How many Phillies make the list? Where do they rank? We'll tell you next. Because, you know, the Phillies got some good players. How does ESPN rank them up? We'll hit that. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.